reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You know, Mona, everything I've seen all day, all right, and I wrote some things about NIL and transfer portal, and it's like the biggest story in college football right now. Everything I've seen all day has been focused on that. The text line has been focused on that. It's, you know, it's the subject du jour. But Gray writes, in response to my writing this morning, this combo of NIL transfer portal is a toxic solution. He writes, it's crazy NIL and transfers are what people want to talk about instead of football, especially on a day that is actual football and the champs from just 2 years ago, no less. Huh? What? I'm sorry. You mean LSU? Well, again, Gray, I think you can find the answer to your tweet hidden in your own words. 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago, LSU was relevant. Since then, they fired their coach. They have like 25, 30 opt-outs. You're conflating issues that aren't in any way related, well, other than the fact that half of LSU's team has opted out. So LSU is a bad football team with a fired coach, a quarterback who transferred to Texas A&M, and you want to talk about the merits of LSU and Kansas State as a game? No offense, Gray, but this is why we don't let you make the topic decisions here. Because we wouldn't be in business long. All right? I mean, again, this is not 2019 LSU. If it was, there would certainly be something to talk about. Now, this is 2022 LSU, and it's a 2022 LSU that is severely compromised in every way, shape, or form. So, I'm really not sure what your point was on that, Gray, but I think it's terribly misguided. No offense. And I've liked some of your previous tweets. I'm not sure where you're going with that. Maybe you're that one person who was writing about Kansas State and LSU all day. We'll see how all that plays out. Hey, before we get going, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial and my guy, Greg Wales. Look, through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you've worked hard for your money and now you need it to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Greg today with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg at 654-5043. 654-5043 or visiting Kiwi Financial located next to Max Drive in Pendleton on Pendleton Road in Clemson. By the way, Clemson doesn't play many 9 o'clock basketball games, Ramona.
No, they don't.
So you're going to be here for a bit.
A bit.
I think you're going to have a somewhat similar outcome to the first game. Will Virginia shoot it as poorly as they did? I don't know, but I sort of think so. You know, it's funny because when in recent years, Virginia has had this you know, hex over Clemson. They've just dominated. Clemson has not matched up well with them. In the first matchup, it was Virginia that didn't match up well with Clemson suddenly. And I'm not sure that there's anything in game two that's going to improve their matchup condition. I don't think there is. I don't think Virginia shoots the ball well enough to play against Clemson's defense. You know, it was Clemson's defense that shut down Virginia in game one. And fundamentally speaking, Virginia needs to hold Clemson to like 50, 55, at most 60 points to have a chance to win. And Clemson easily topped that in the first game. What did Clemson win by? 67-50 in the first game? Wasn't that the score? I think Clemson scored 67 points, and you felt like the Clemson could have scored more. And obviously, P.J. Hall was a big problem for Virginia through much of that game. But just in general, Clemson's just too much offense. They shoot it too well. And quite honestly, while this isn't an elite Clemson defensive team yet, far from it under Brad Brownell, they might be as good defensively as Virginia is right now. I don't think it's an elite Virginia team defensively either. You know, I don't think they're as effective in that pack line as they've been previously. You know, in game one, Hunter Tyson played well. Hunter Tyson, if memory serves, had 17. You know, he hit a couple big three pointers early in the game, and then I remember that one shot fake, pump fake when he got his defender in the air and took a bounce or two inside the line and hit that pull up from 18 too. He played well, but I just don't think this Virginia team is good enough to beat Clemson. I don't. I think what we saw in the first game was fundamentally the truth. Now, I don't know, you know, that the margin will be the same or any of that. You know, each game has its own identity. But I think Clemson's going to win. I mean, I think Clemson's so much better offensively than Virginia is right now and fairly comparable defensively. So I don't see any methodology, unless Clemson just has a hideous shooting night, that Virginia's beaten them. I think this is sort of the revenge of the Clemson Tigers against UVA. I think Clemson's going to win this game and win by double digits. I would be surprised at any other outcome. I just don't think Virginia can score with them. Again, I don't know what the score will be. I would think that it might be a little closer than that first game, because I think Virginia maybe can shoot it a little better than they did in that first game. But I think you're looking at something similar from a scoring standpoint. I don't know, 70 to 58, Clemson, something like that. I expect Clemson to win and win rather comfortably. Now, the one thing I will say is when you're playing well, the last thing you want is a work stoppage. You know, the last thing you want when you're playing well is any sort of stoppage, any sort of cancellation, any sort of Duke opting out. You want to play. When you're playing well, you want to play. Clemson had a great chance against Duke. When that game had been played as it was scheduled, Clemson had a terrific chance against Duke. I thought Clemson was playing their best basketball of the year. The roles had been identified. You're getting great contributions from a lot of different guys. And I thought Clemson was playing their absolute best. Now the only thing you have to wonder about is you get a little bit of a layoff. You know, when I was driving home the other night, Ramona, and Quark was filling in for Don Munson with Brad Brownell, I was thinking about how, well, at one point Brad Brownell said, you know, they were off for the Christmas break, and he said when we got back, he said we had to run the gravy out of their legs.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said we had to run the gravy out of their legs. I laughed at that. I thought that was pretty funny. But, you know, I actually was going to call him because the questions I would have asked would have been about the established roles of the new players. But one thing is, again, when you're playing well, you just want to keep playing. When you're playing games and playing well, you want to play. You don't want a week off. That's the last thing on earth you want. You want to play when things are going well. That's the only thing I see that Virginia has going for them in this matchup is that Clemson, you know, potentially has cooled off a little here in not being able to play against Duke when they would have liked to. But from an outcome standpoint, I just think fundamentally the two teams are pretty comparable defensively. You know, I just don't think it's an elite Virginia defensive team as we've seen in the past. And offensively, I don't think they're comparable at all. I just think Clemson's light years better offensively than Virginia's right now. I mean, really, Virginia only has sort of one go-to guy offensively. The rest of the time, they sort of struggle to find offense. Now, again, on any particular night, you could get unexpected offensive performances out of a couple guys, and maybe Clemson doesn't shoot it as well. I mean, those things are conceivable. But I just think Clemson's better than this basketball team, and I think this is just going to be another win to add to the recent streak. I mean, that's how I see it playing out. We'll see. We'll know soon enough. Actually, you know, it really won't be soon enough. It really won't be soon enough, particularly from Ramona's standpoint, huh, Ramona?
That is correct.
Yeah, because we have a 9 o'clock start time. But, you know, hey, listen, you want to get out and watch a team that is playing well, don't forget there's a mask mandate now. So you have to be masked up to go to the game. But you want to get out and watch a team that is really playing well. You know, let me tell you one thing. Even when this team was losing, this is a fun basketball team. This might be Brad Brownell's most fun basketball team. And what I mean by that is from a viewership standpoint. I mean, these guys can score. They can shoot. I mean, let's be honest. There were years before the change. There were years that it was not at all uncommon for Clemson to go 10 minutes without scoring. I mean, you talk about teeth pulling. I mean, there were a couple of rough years there where offense was just so hard to find. There were some teams that were just, quite honestly, not watchable, even for someone who loves the game. You know, these teams that were struggling, go 8, 9, 10, 11 minutes without scoring. This team is fun. Even if they lose, they're fun. They score, they shoot, they run. You know, they're doing things that are fun to watch, even in defeat. Now, again, they're not exactly where Brad wants them to be from a defensive standpoint yet. And they're probably not going to get to quite the level that he would like to see them at in that regard. But by the end of the process, this might be the best offensive team that Coach Brunell has had. Now, he'll tell you it was the Sweet 16 team, and maybe it was, but that's because you have the benefit of hindsight on that team. It's not like that team played that way all year. You know, they got better as the year went on, and Gabe DeVoe and company were playing their best at the end of the season. And DeVoe gave you a special element because he was a streak shooter who, when he knocked one out, his range expanded by 10 feet. And so he could go on a run of hitting four or five straight threes, and they could be out, you know, 32 feet from the basket where you can't really guard somebody there. And so there was that element. That team had that element. They had a really hot DeVoe. You know, this team doesn't necessarily have that, but as a team, they're a much better three-point shooting team. As a team, this group's shooting over 40%. And you have a legitimate 6'9 post and face-up scorer in P.J. Hall. Then you have the element that the transfers have brought in. You know, Collins and Bohannon have made a huge impact, primarily as paint players. I mean, you know, David Collins is portrayed as a 6'4 guard, but he has played like a 6'4 power forward these last 6-7 games, and Clemson has needed that input. So when I look at this team and you watch this team play, this is just a fun basketball team. It's a team that can shoot and can score, and so they're fun to watch. Even when they lose, they're fun to watch. So, you know, they're worthy of your attention, and it's certainly a big game here. 9 p.m. I get the start time, but they're worthy of your support. Just remember to, if you're going to go to the game, make sure you're masked up or you're not going to get in. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. By the way, you can visit the brand new updated George Coleman Ford showroom. It's completely remodeled, improved for the ultimate customer experience. Go and see it. It's astonishing. First of all, it's the size of a football field, and many of you remember what it looked like before, but you have no idea what it looks like now. Trust me, go see it. Aside from the walls, pretty much everything inside is brand new, from the flooring to the furnishing to the lights. It features a newly expanded customer lounge with Wi-Fi and a children's area. Plenty of lighting and room inside for comfort, especially when looking for your new vehicle. Fun reminders of George Coleman Ford's 90-plus years of history being in business. Some of the old vehicles. A new employee fitness area to encourage good physical and mental health and workplace satisfaction. George Coleman Ford always trying to do the best for their employees, who then do the best in turn to take care of you. One thing that's not changed at George Coleman Ford, George Coleman Ford and great customer service. No pressure, no closing or document fees. It's George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. Trust me, go experience the brand new showroom for yourself. Go look at the amazing selection. Order your new vehicle. You can custom order your new vehicle, the world's most popular vehicle, the F-150, the reimagined Bronco and all of its derivatives, America's sports car, the Mustang, George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest. Get there. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
The Lowe's Home Team came back for a second season focusing on making homes and hometowns better for all. With the help of their general manager, Drew Brees, and players like Najee Harris and Justin Fields, they tackled community projects in hometowns, while also inviting DIYers to join the Lowe's Home Team by taking on DIY projects of their own. Select pros rounded out the 2021 Lowe's Home Team. Learn more about the Lowe's Home Team at lowes.com/home team.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way. who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water-furnished geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson softball season tickets are currently on sale. Don't miss your chance to see your reigning ACC regular season champions play this season at McWhorter Stadium. Season tickets guarantee your seat to all home games. You can secure your tickets today by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. It's another action-packed season of Clemson softball, and we'll see you there.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
The Lowe's Home Team came back for a second season focusing on making homes and hometowns better for all. With the help of their general manager, Drew Brees, and players like Najee Harris and Justin Fields, they tackled community projects in hometowns, while also inviting DIYers to join the Lowe's Home Team by taking on DIY projects of their own. Select pros rounded out the 2021 Lowe's Home Team. Learn more about the Lowe's Home Team at Lowe's.com/home team.
Undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go down, you burn it!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Also back. We've consolidated our patient services to our Clemson location next to Publix. Now have full-time patient services even on Saturdays. Complete family eye care, disease management, custom contact lenses. They make the lenses themselves on site in many cases. Why? Well, one reason is they have the expertise. Dr. Coppola is an eye care genius. The other is many people like to reuse their existing frames. They find frames they like, etc. And it's frequently more affordable. So all sorts of reasons to your advantage. We've also added more designer frames like sunglasses, like Costa, Ray-Ban, Oakley for regular and prescription. It's Westminster Vision. Go see Dr. Paul Coppola. Trust me, when you are in Dr. Coppola's presence, you will know in like 1 minute that you are in the presence of a eye care genius and that you are about to receive better eye care than you've ever received before. All work is guaranteed. We take most insurance. Call 654-4141, 654-4141. Like most shows, this has gotten away from me. I have no idea how we are in the final half hour already. None. Let me get to Rory and then Craig. Craig, I see Craig there. Rory, how are you, Rory?
Long, cold day on the rock pile, but that's how it goes. You know, like Friday.
I always wonder when you say that, if people have not heard you before, think you're serving a prison sentence.
Exactly.
That's pretty good, Walt.
Yeah.
But anyway, about Friday, 3:30, I felt like I was getting on the Titanic as my bullshit just went down and down and down. I did pull it back up a little bit, hitting on Ohio State and Baylor at the end. But I was looking really good, and I went with
you had no Georgia. Business. You had no business hitting that Ohio State thing. That made me ill. You tied a 21-point lead. I actually lost on back-to-back games in which the teams I picked had 21-point leads. That's when I knew it was over. Actually, I knew it was over before that.
I had Notre Dame, and you know, so I did have that loss. Yeah. That was a 21-point.
Yeah, they went choky choke. That's who I'm talking about.
But
Notre Dame went choky choke, then Utah went choky choke, and they lost their starting quarterback, and that ended it. Both teams were missing all sorts of guys. Utah was missing their whole secondary, which enabled Smith and Jigba to go off on them, and obviously Ohio State was missing Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave.
Right, but anyway, I did take on my bullshit. It was straight up. I did bet to take Utah plus the 7, so I did win that.
Yeah, I gave that out as a road rage guarantee.
And that's why I went ahead and took it, and so I won both ways on that.
I think I went 2-1 on the spread picks. I gave out Clemson. I gave out Utah, and I lost on somebody. Oh, I think Michigan. Ooh.
Yeah, that's the one I think you lost on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I will roll that into you.
Yeah.
But it was just like, and then on the NFL, I do good. I take my Bears and win, but then Tampa just like cuts my throat. Then on Sunday night, I thought I had a good one.
Whoa. How did Tampa cut your throat? You gave up? Oh, you had Tampa minus 14 or whatever?
I had Tampa. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which was not a very good move.
No.
But then Sunday night, I said, man, I got this. And I took the Packers minus the 13, but I went ahead and said, I'll take the under, and I guess it was 43 or 44,
mm-hmm.
and the game ends up 47. And I just got off the phone with my guy, and he said, you told me that was going to happen, and that I would lose by about 2 or 3 points, and that's exactly what happened. And it was just, like I said, it was like the Titanic just going down with just like I'm on the end of the boat with Leonardo DiCaprio trying to.
So your guy gives gambling tips as well.
Well, we're good buddies.
Yeah, good.
I mean, you know, it's yeah. not all for fun, but yeah. It's you know, but we are good friends, yeah. You know, so that's good. But Walt, what I've heard, great show. You have a great day. Happy New Year to everybody out there in the upstate land. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Rory. I'm not sure. Never mind. Craig, how are you, Craig?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
Okay, well, I can start calling again because this December is over, the month where you got to be nice to people you don't know and you can't stand. Thank God that month is over. It's awful. Well, you know,
Welcome back, Craig.
I'm gonna say some positive things about the Jets. They were horrible all year, but the last month they actually looked like a football team.
Yeah.
His draft last year wasn't horrible. He had a really good draft last year. Now if he can just do it again.
Yeah, look, I think there are all sorts of signs with the Jets. And look, Carter was supposed to be featured in that game, and he was lost to the concussion protocol.
Yeah, concussion. He that's the one thing about him. He's been injured a lot, but he's young and a rookie.
What did you send me the other day? I couldn't make heads or tails of that. You sent me something about three Jets broadcasters or podcasters.
On the 4th and 2, that was a horrible move. This Bart Scott said that the quarterback did it because he's selfish. He has a personality flaw. What a freaking goofball.
Yeah,
Bart Scott telling somebody that somebody has a personality flaw.
Yeah, no. If anybody has a personality flaw, it's probably Bart Scott. He's mildly entertaining.
And those three guys, I don't want to make it a you-know-what thing, probably think Antonio Brown's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So,
I'm not following
that,
but
don't take it personally. These talk shows get worse and worse. They're unwatchable. Thank God for you. That's all I got to say because you're the only one I can listen to anymore.
Well, I appreciate that.
But on the draft, their defense was it was injured a lot. And as much as they need defensive help, I just hope they go offense again and try to fix the defense through free agency. But I think they're going to take this safety out of Notre Dame. I don't think it's a Jamar Adams mistake. At least he's more prepared for this NFL. But I'm just not sure taking safety 4th or 7th is the way to go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When we talk about player opt-outs and who may have made the most difference, I thought his exclusion from that game was enormous. I mean, I watched Notre Dame all year. They didn't give up 600 passing yards or whatever the hell they gave up to Oklahoma State. You know, it was ridiculous. So they were really hurt without his presence. And he's been a really impactful player since a freshman.
I'm going to ask you this question because I trust your knowledge more than most. Joe D, he's going to take an offensive lineman with one of those first two picks. That's in his DNA. Is that kid worth the 7th pick as a safety in this NFL?
I think he is. I think that's the range he's going to go in. You're talking about a guy who's a 6'4 type athlete who can cover, can play in the box, can really do a little bit of everything.
All right, so he's a safety that can play in the, because we've had actually, you talk about quarterback carousel, we've had 10 different safety combinations playing this year.
Yeah.
It's been horrible. And Marcus May is not going to be a Jet next year. They're not going to pay him. So we got to start over again. All right. Well, everybody, I hope you all had a safe whatever, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Okay. On the NFL MVP and on the NFL Defensive Player of the Year stuff, you know, I mentioned earlier, with all due respect to Joe Burrow, to Justin Herbert, maybe Josh Allen deserves more consideration than he gets because he really carries that offense. I mean, he's not just the best quarterback and the best thrower. He's the best runner on that team as well. And he really has to carry the weight of that offense. And maybe he deserves more consideration. But I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen. All right. There has been a media movement to sort of lobby for Aaron Rodgers as NFL MVP, particularly by Chris Collinsworth, who I don't know what his deal is with Aaron Rodgers. He must have posters of Aaron Rodgers up on the ceiling of his bedroom or something, because it's the Aaron Rodgers love fest from Chris Collinsworth is a little over the top. And he was crucified for that on social media the other day. Of course, he's crucified on social media every week because, you know, that's what social media does. now it's like the new target. We can't act like, I mean, that guy, apparently, Ramona, Chris Collinsworth is like the world's worst person every single week. Every single week for a different reason, he's the world's worst person.
For a different reason?
Yeah, and he's terrible at his job and all this stuff. And of course, he's not. He's actually pretty good at his job. He's better than he used to be anyway. But he does have a particular affinity for Aaron Rodgers and was basically stating the case that he's the NFL MVP. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that for most of the year it was probably Brady, and then he had the one bad game against the Saints when he had no receiver suddenly, and you can't do that against that defense, because that defense might still be the best in football. In any case, I think your four leading MVP candidates in no particular order are Brady, Rodgers, Cooper Kupp, and Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor is the fourth of those guys. I don't know why Cooper Kupp does not get more love. I'm not quite sure of that. I mean, you have a receiver who's breaking every record in NFL history. He has like 1,800 receiving yards. He has 138 catches. I mean, he's had just an insane year. 14, 15, I think it's 15 touchdown catches. His numbers are ridiculous. The only number that, that is not amongst the best ever is his per catch average, which I think is like 13. But Cooper Kupp is having an insane MVP type season in still seemingly doing it in relative anonymity, at least in terms of MVP consideration. I don't even hear anybody mentioning him. Now, but my thought process is still this. It's still quarterback rules. Remember Aaron Rodgers a few years ago when they were talking about J.J. Watt and somebody else for MVP, and I think it was another running back. I don't remember who, but Rodgers said, you can't give the award to a running back. He said, it's a quarterback award. Quarterback takes the snap on every play. And Rodgers was being his usual selfish self, trying to figure out a way that he can win the MVP award. And he still is. He wants to play this week, and you can be certain the reason is he still has his mind set on the MVP award. But he's 100% right in that assertion. I mean, you can't give the MVP to a running back. This is a quarterback league. Running backs simply don't matter. I mean, and so you just can't give it to him. Not even a Derrick Henry. And Jonathan Taylor's had a great year, and in lieu of Derrick Henry, since Derrick Henry's been out, he's been fabulous, but he also runs behind a fabulous offensive line when they're healthy. There've been times recently where they've not been, where he's had as many as four guys out. So that hasn't helped. And Jonathan Taylor has been great, but the Colts are 9-7. So I don't think Jonathan Taylor is going to get the MVP play that started to be discussed a few weeks ago. I think he falls short of that. I think it's a Brady Rodgers 1-2. I think Cooper Kupp finishes third and Jonathan Taylor fourth. And then I think you go back to some of the quarterbacks again. But that would be my expectation in terms of how it plays out. Nathan, I'll get to you in more. I also want to talk a little bit about the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. We haven't even got to my 25 top college coaches yet. And I don't think we're going to get to that today. We'll see. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience on these makes and models. You've heard the unsolicited testimonials. People have called and written about First Class Halt. What are you waiting for? I know you probably have some place you go to right now that you're comfortable at, you don't love, you don't hate, but it's not awful. Okay, not awful is no way to go through life. You need to get to First Class Halt and experience what first-class greatness is all about. You know, they give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. It's a real warranty. Who does that? First Class Halt does. How about with an oil change? Who gives you an inspection? Who test drives your vehicle before and after? Who measures your brakes with a master tech? Who has a master tech rotate your tires? This is first-class service. If you're getting anything less than that, then why would you keep doing it? Get to First Class Hall. Trust me. And right now, they have all sorts of specials for you this month. Extreme cold weather, winter service. Don't be stranded in the freezing cold. Be confident. I'm very concerned about this on my way home when I need this. $99.95 with, you know, every imaginable check on this deal. 32-point safety inspection and just a laundry list of items that they check. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing, front or rear. Look ahead in 2022 with headlight restoration. You're wondering why your headlights look foggy or why you're not getting the type of lighting from them you had before. It's because they need restoration. $99. Put 2021 in the rearview mirror. Spend more, save more. $10 off, $100. $25 off, $200. $40 off, $300. And any major mileage service, $25 off. 30K, 60K, 90K, 120K, etc., etc. It's all at First Class Hall. The two original locations in Greenville and Anderson, and now the brand new Cherrydale location, 3050. Excuse me, North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. Call the Cherrydale number, 864-214-4755. 864-214-4755. Quick break. Nathan, you're up first.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University. I have witnessed great teamwork on the field, court, and diamond, and I am part of a great team at the Surgery Center at Pelham. Our goal is to end your joint pain, and I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. Our outpatient total joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You'll be walking out the very same day. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Whether it's new or pre-owned, service, parts, or collision, George Coleman Ford, family-owned for over 90 years, sets the bar for customer satisfaction. Come in today to order your new vehicle from George Coleman Ford and save big. Get extra incentive, saving you money on that new Ford you've always wanted. From the top-selling F-150 to the ageless Mustang to the reintroduced Bronco, George Coleman Ford is the upstate's Ford leader for customer satisfaction. Order your new George Coleman Ford today and save.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Hey, Roar listeners, I'm Greg Wells of Kiwi Financial Group, here not only to earn your business and help you grow your portfolio, but to give you the personal attention and advisor relationship that you deserve. I talk openly about risk, helping you understand the numbers, and educating you about investing and meeting with you regularly to review your portfolio. Most importantly, I genuinely care about you as my client. Schedule your free consultation with me, Greg Wells of Kiwi Financial Group, today at 654-5043. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership started only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Shop Mattress Firm's year-end sale and put an end to junk sleep. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop top-selling brands and get up to 50% off select mattresses, like Sealy Twin Mattresses starting at $224.99 or Serta Twin Mattresses at $349.99. And shop with confidence thanks to our low-price guarantee. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Weight loss programs are a dime a dozen, and most of them are a scam. I'm a coach at the Health Dare because I used to be fat. I love to eat, and I hate to exercise, and I still lost 80 pounds. I didn't even have to go to the gym. No pills, shots, medications, or starvation. You can still have bread, carbs, fruit, and fast food. There's only two things you can't have on the Health Dare. It sounds too good to be true, but if you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Your flagship station for Clemson men's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Love Sweet Caroline. We are back. Let me tell you, we are emanating live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You will thank me later. Also, before I get back to the phones, let me tell you about my friends at Engineered Sleep. Look, are you tired of being tired? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given: a bad mattress. Sleep's the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. 230,000 hours. That's how much time an average human spends sleeping in a lifetime. With over 100 years experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Use code WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. Visit the showroom Monday to Saturday or set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. Again, the showroom is at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Go check them out today. Visit the factory. Mattress sizes: twin, twin XL, full, full XL, rear size, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. Look, sleep impacts every element of your life, including your health. Start to get a better night's sleep. Start to feel better. Start to live better. Get to Engineered Sleep. You will thank me later. Dial them up, 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898. Tell them I sent you. I'm coming right to you on the phones. In fact, let me do that first. Nathan and Trucker James. Nathan, how are you?
Good, Walt. Yourself?
Good, Nathan. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, Walt, they should give the MVP to T.J. Watt. Because if that guy was not on Pittsburgh, we'd only have like one win on the season.
I think that,
I mean, if you don't,
yeah, look, I think if you're talking about the defensive player of the year, I think TJ Watt is certainly one of the leading candidates for that award. And of late, he's been on fire. He was on fire the other night, and he's up to 21 and a half sacks And so he's making a really strong case for Defensive Player of the Year, but they're not going to give him the MVP. I mean, the Steelers' season hasn't been good enough for him to be the MVP.
You know, he missed two games also.
Yeah. No, he's fabulous. I mean, I remember when he was drafted, I had the Dallas Cowboys selected him before Pittsburgh came up. And I was sure, and Dallas needed a pass rusher, and I was sure I was going to hit that pick exactly. And then Dallas passed on TJ Watt. I was like, what? I mean, and they drafted Taco Charlton. Taco Charlton. Falls is the basketball player, but yeah, you had the right idea. And that was one of the worst picks ever made. So yeah, and Pittsburgh was the beneficiary.
I love the pick.
Yeah, I know you did.
Love when the Cowgirls just mess up. Yeah. It's great.
Yep.
But I was looking at the MVPs, and I might be wrong on this, but in like 1984, they gave the award to a kicker. He played for Washington.
Yeah, Mark Mosley. Mosley. Like, how about that, Ramon? I knew the kicker who won the MVP award in 1984.
Where in the world are they? They would never do that today.
Yeah.
He
actually fell apart soon after that, and it wasn't long for the league. And I think he went like 21 of 24 that year or something like that, and that was good enough to win an MVP.
Yeah, well, one last point and I'll get off the air.
By the way, Nathan, do you know that the New Orleans Saints, when people talk about the worst NFL draft pick of all time, they always talk about the wrong guys. The worst NFL draft pick of all time was actually made by the New Orleans Saints, who with the 12th pick of the first round took kicker punter Russell Erksleben out of Texas. And Erksleben, he made like one career field goal.
You think TJ Watt breaks the sack record? I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan. I think that he has a great opportunity. TJ Watt is just a remarkable player. And, you know, it's funny because his brother dominated on sort of non-contending teams. And now TJ is dominating on a Pittsburgh team that seems to be, I don't know if I want to say non-contending, but they're barely contending. They're not, you know, they're not certainly at the forefront and their playoff status is questionable. So, you know, we'll see. But I think TJ Watt is incredible. I think he has 21 and a half sacks now. Trucker James, how are you?
Hey, man, it's good to be back. I've been under the weather, but thank God.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I won't even get into that, but that was a long story last week. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful.
I'm glad you're doing better, James.
Yeah, man, I tell you, things don't seem that important to you when you underweather a lot of time.
Yeah.
When you're really underweather, you know, think, oh, yeah. But when you get back up, you say, whew, you know. So I'm grateful, man. I am so grateful. I want to say I'm really shocked. I haven't had a chance to call in. South Carolina pulled up. I didn't see South Carolina beat the Tar Heels.
I didn't either.
Not like they beat them.
I thought you'd score points on them. But I didn't think you'd beat them, and you beat their brains in.
I say this team is such an up and down football team. You know, when we have more swapping more quarterbacks than our swap socks.
You know what, James, you came in with a really imaginative game plan. Satterfield had some time to plot, and plot he did. And you showed North Carolina a lot of things that I don't think they expected to see. And then you also ran the ball down their throat, and there really wasn't anything they could do about it. North Carolina is sort of conscientious objectors to tackling.
Yeah, they made Kevin Harris look bad. He looked all year long.
Yeah. Kevin Harris is thinking, man, I'll play this team every – Kevin Harris is thinking, I'd love to play this team every week.
His fans look really good, though. Wow.
You know, and that's how Harris looked last year against everybody. So, you know, it was good. It was good to see him back healthy and killing it again.
I don't know what South Carolina going to be like this year, season coming up, but they seem to keep improving much. You know, I think this first year they had a lot of things for a first year coach. He didn't do too bad. Shane didn't do too bad.
I think he did well, and your season ended on a real high note, and you landed Spencer Rattler and tight end from Oklahoma. So I think there are a lot of positive things happening.
Yeah. What's wrong with my Dallas Cowboys? So I take this.
Nothing until the Arizona game. I mean, you were looking like one of the strongest NFC contenders, and I think you still are. Right? I'm not going to worry too much about one football game. I think you're still a team that can get after the passer, and if it winds up that you have to go up to Green Bay at the end of the NFC playoffs, you're going to need a team that can pressure the passer to go up there and win.
Yeah, because that's true. Walt, I appreciate it, man. Yep.
Thank you, James.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Glad you're feeling better. You know, I heard Ellis Tolbert in the background the other morning. Did Ellis say he's not going to watch the championship game because he knows Alabama's going to win anyway?
I don't know if that's what he said. I don't know.
We'll have to stay tuned for that. Ellis Tolbert in 4th and 16 coming up. Fool me once, shame on me, you know, fool me twice, whatever. Look, here's the deal. I may well be fooled twice by Georgia on Alabama, but I'm still picking Georgia. I just think Mechie being out changes the equation. And if Georgia has wised up, then they're going to aggressively go after Bryce Young. They saw it on film with LSU and Auburn. They didn't replicate it. Now, with no Mechie to worry about and only Jamison Williams, you bracket him and you go all out after Bryce Young. Cincinnati affected Bryce Young badly. Cincinnati got after him. LSU got after him. Auburn got after him. The simple key to containing Alabama is you have to get after Bryce Young, and Georgia should have the best pieces of all to do so. So I would expect a much more aggressive defensive game plan, particularly with Mechie being out of the equation. You know, I do want to talk about elements of this tomorrow, relating particularly to what Saban said about offense and defense last year and how he was 100% right in the first game between these teams a couple weeks ago. But in the second game, could Georgia actually equal Alabama offensively? I think maybe they can. We have a lot more to get to tomorrow. NFL, more college football conversation. Stay tuned right now. 4th and 16 with Ellis Tolbert and Fast.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm Kathy Witham with the Surgery Center at Pelham. Safety is one of our main concerns with any surgery. I receive calls daily from patients confirming that they will go home the same day without a hospital stay. Our team understands this concern. No one wants a hospital stay during the pandemic. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, we continue to perform in a safer environment and get you home in your bed the same day without a hospital stay. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
If you've got unwanted visitors in your home or business, Clark's Termite and Pest Control stops them dead. We are talking about termites, mosquitoes, mice, and rats, bed bugs, fire ants, and all those other critters that just won't leave. Alongside delivering outstanding results, we make the process simple and stress-free. And that begins with you getting a free estimate. Call us at 864-233-2847.